Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned into Yizer Victim Stoppers Radio, listening to Against All Odds with Renita Graves. Tonight's topic is about women. Why do women disrespect each other like we do? My co-host for tonight is Ms. Ayana Muhammad, business owner of Curvy Riders Gear. Ayana, say hi to the people.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing tonight? That's all I
okay. have. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Ayana.
So like you said, I am the owner of Curvy Rider Gear, and that's basically motorcycle jackets for women, for the curvier women, because we not all a size two. And then I also have written a book called Enjoy the Ride. And I also do IT work. So I'm pretty busy throughout the course of my day because I am working on my second book. So that's soon to be coming out too. But a little bit
okay,
about me.
Okay, that's wonderful. So everybody support Ayana in her business and buy her book. Question. Because you are an African-American woman, just scratch the African-American, how about just a woman, and you are a business owner, and you are pretty successful. You've written some books. You're working on your second book. What do you think about tonight's topic?
Women hating on other women. I think it's a shame that we actually have to discuss this, first of all, because it shouldn't be like that.
I agree.
It happens all the time. It's for some reason, when you see one woman and she got something that you want, instead of you communicating with her and trying to figure out how she got that, you too busy hating. It's crazy. It's ridiculous.
So do you get a lot of that on a daily basis when you're, say, for instance, you're set up somewhere and you're trying to sell your apparel? Do you get a lot of attitude from women?
I have, and it's crazy. So usually what I do is I've been at different events, which is a lot of the events are family events. So men and women are there, children are there, and all that good stuff. Well, what I've had happen is I pass out flyers and trying to give the flyer to a woman, and she'd be like, oh, no, I'm not interested, or don't even want to hear what I have to say. The worst experience I had was a woman literally walking to my booth, and I'm never going to forget her, by the way. And she came in, looked everything around, looked at all my jackets, looked me up and down, and basically told me I wasn't going to make no money doing this. And I'm like, and you are?
You aren't going to make any money.
She had the nerve. Yeah, she was like, oh, this cute, but you ain't going to make no money doing this. Like, where was the positivity? You came straight negative for no reason. Why? You mad because I came up with the idea you didn't? It was just ridiculous. And then she had the nerve to hand me a Mary Kay card. So you selling something that belonged to somebody else. Like,
so she is another. Could it have been that she wasn't as successful in her business, maybe, as she thought you were?
And I think that could be it. I really, and that was one of those cases that I just have no idea. I think it was one of those, granted, I am doing something that most people, or actually that nobody else is doing. So it does look like maybe she thought I was better than her, because I'm like, I'm the business owner and these are my designs and this is my idea. Like, I took it a step further than most people in trying to fit in with everybody. So I'm trying to do my own thing. But again, it was, we could have had a conversation and we could have talked and we actually could have utilized each other, because you have a database of women that you're selling makeup to. I have a database of women that I'm selling jackets to. So instead of you coming in and being negative, we could have actually collaborated. And I think that's where women miss out at, is we don't realize that you can actually work together and we can get further together as opposed to pulling each other down. It's craziness.
I agree. I agree. I can tell you back. I'm going to go back to when I first met you. I think it was like 4 years ago, maybe this month. And I was actually at one of your, at an event that you were vending. And
yeah, I remember.
Probably it's just because I'm the type of person that I am. I try to support other women, but I am guilty of what everybody calls hating in some sense, in some points. But what drew me to you is because I hadn't seen your product before, not to mention you had like these red velvet cakes too. I throw that in there. That was,
see,
that
I didn't know you were going to bring up the food. I'm going to get you some more of those though. I promise I'm going to get you some more of those.
but
with us,
when I came, we talked, we discussed. I got to know you better, got to know your business, what you were selling. I looked at your product. I ended up buying a couple of shirts and bandanas.
Yeah, I think you did. That was only to get more than red velvet buttons. But I think we can see each other as competition. Does that make sense?
Like, that makes a lot of sense.
We weren't competition. You weren't looking at me as like, oh, how's she going to be out here doing this? Or I should have did it, or I could do it better. It was just a matter of, here's a woman out here doing her thing. And you know what? I can applaud that. Like, you know, you don't have to be looking at everybody as everybody's not your competition. And I think that's where the hate comes from, is you always trying to see somebody as competition. And that's just not what it is all the time. And we don't have to compete. I don't have to be better than you. You don't have to be better than me. It's just like you doing you and I'm doing me. Like, that's how it should be, but that's not
that's how it should
all.
Be. The
yeah,
world is so crazy.
I
think that a lot of the reason why people or women treat other women badly, you know, like one of the reasons is because our culture is so built into the women being on the low part of the totem pole. And,
you know,
I mean, we make less money than men. And I think the whole
culture
has shown other women that they're not respecting us. So why should we respect ourselves? Why should
but
I respect you if nobody
crazy.
Else is respecting you? Even though I don't know
but
you.
But see, and that's true, because I do think that, and this is where I think the race comes in, Black women have been disrespected by Black men tremendously over the years. Not to say that we haven't done some things to them, but that's not what we're talking about. And I think that because if I see somebody disrespecting you, then I'm probably going to say to myself, why would I have respect for her when she letting herself be disrespected? So I think it's a psychological thing. If I'm not seeing you respect yourself, I'm not seeing nobody else respect you, then why would I have any respect for you? So now I'm going to have hate on you when I see you. You see what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't, it equates to that, and it just doesn't make any sense. But I think being on the low end of the totem pole, yeah, we got to fight our way back to the top because this is getting to be ridiculous.
But how do we get back
to being down here?
Last week, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to touch a little bit on the show last week. Last week we talked about bullying, and we touched on the fact that women that are in management roles, supervisor roles, it was crazy at the statistics of how women in those higher-up roles kind of bullied the women underneath them. So that leads me to believe that some women just feel like, you know, she's lower than me. She's not prettier than me. I don't have to look at her a certain type of way. I will walk up to somebody if I like their shoes, if I feel like they're dressed cute or whatever, and I'll be like, that's cute. I like that. I like your hair. You're very pretty. I'm into giving compliments, but I can't say that I am guilty.
But you're confident within yourself. So
I am, but I am guilty in the sense of some, how can I word this without being, I'm just going to say it. In my circle, if my friends don't like you, I don't have to have a reason not to like you. If you've done something or said something or treated my friend some type of way, I don't want to be bothered with you because I don't even want to give you the opportunity to treat me the same way. Does that make sense? Am I wrong?
I don't think you're wrong. I mean, maybe it's the childishness in me. You know, I'll admit I'm the same way. If one of my friends don't like you and me and her real cool, yeah, I'm probably not going to like you either. But I will say this. I have been guilty of that. But what I try to do is find out why. So if you tell me, like, you're not liking somebody and there's a particular reason why you're not liking that person, and I'm like, yeah, I don't want them to treat me that way either, I don't just go out on a limb and be like, oh, I don't like her because she don't like her. Like, I think I matured a little bit past that, just a little bit. I'm not saying I'm not guilty, but I need to know why. Is it because she stole your man? I mean, why you don't like her?
You know, I haven't got that far. I haven't gotten that deep, and maybe I should because I'm 44 and I need to grow up.
Okay.
But I don't know. I guess it's just the eighth grade girl in me. You know, I am guilty of this.
We've all done it. When you be like, your friend, you be like, why you don't like her? You be like, cuz, girl, I just don't like her. And you be like,
I just don't like her.
Funny accent. And then you just jump on the bandwagon like, yeah, you right. I don't like her. There's something about her. You know, you have a clue. Don't even have a clue. So,
and I don't
I agree.
Care. It's, and I hate to say that now, but I'm doing this topic and I did a little research on it. And I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, I'm so elementary when it comes to this, but I'm just so loyal to my friends and my family that I'm going to have to grow up.
It's natural. Yeah, but
it comes natural. And that's what I'm saying. Will we ever change this mentality? Will we ever change our attitude towards other women? Is this going to stop? Because now that I've read on this topic and I've researched it and I've listened to other people talk, before I had this show, I was like, you know what? I don't care what nobody else thinks. If she don't like her, I don't like her. There's nothing she can say. There's nothing. And I feel like right now that my attitude has been wrong. And I'll be the first to admit it. Sometimes.
See, but we've all done it before, though. We've all done it.
Well, let's just see what some callers do. We have a few callers on the line. I'm going to call out the last four of the number. And if you're on to make a comment or if you're on just to listen, just let me know. I'm going to start with caller with the last four digits of 3234. Good evening, caller. Are you listening or are you calling to make a comment?
Hi, I'm just listening this evening.
Okay,
great
thank
topic.
You for listening. I'll put you back in the queue.
Hey, thank you.
Let's try another caller. Caller with the last 4886. Good evening, caller. Are you listening or are you calling to make a comment? Hello? I think they're calling.
Hello?
Hello? Are you listening or do you want to make a comment? Okay, back at you. Caller with the last four of 3367. Good evening, caller. Are you calling to listen or do you want to make a comment? Hello?
I think we got another listener.
We got another listener. Okay. Well, we're going to continue our topic. I want to stop and play a word from our sponsor real quick, and then we'll be right back.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and/or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are... What is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard Remote Monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.
Okay, thank you. That was a word from our sponsor. Right now, you're tuned in to Yizer Stoppers Radio, listening to Against All Odds with Renita Graves. Our topic tonight is, why do women disrespect other women? While I'm at it, I want to give a shout out to the radio station. Please follow us on Twitter, Victim Stoppers Radio. Also log in to www.victimstoppersradio.com and follow our blogs. Okay, Ayana. Ayana is our co-host for tonight. She's had the unfortunate luck to be a victim of other women disrespecting her. So she has a lot to say about this here topic. But I got a question. I'm going to give you my four top reasons of why I think that women hate on other women. You listening? I want you to give me your four after I give you my four. Okay. My first one, I think, is jealousy. And I say this because I hear a lot of, I don't like her shoes, or I don't like her hair, or she thinks she's all that, you know, just unnecessary stuff. The next one is envy.
Okay.
They may see, you know, you driving a nice car, you live in a nice house, you got a cute boyfriend or husband. They might want some of that. You know, this is my opinion, folks. My third one is competition. You might be a little bit better in everything you do than they are, and they don't like that. So guess what? They don't like you either. Now, mind you, this is my take, because I thought about this, and I'm like, if I was an old hate person, why would I hate on somebody? So these would be my reasons. They're crazy. And control, which feeds into our topic from last week. I may not have any control at home. I may not be able to control my kids. I may not be able to control my husband. Not that I should, but and I may just have a little bit of control over you. So I'm going to use that to the best of my ability. And if you don't do what I say, then I'm going to disrespect you. I'm going to hate on you. What you think
I
about
agree with the control in the workplace. I agree with that. I think it's when you women are in situations, so like you said, their home life is completely out of whack. And then they come to work, and that's the bit of what they have control over. So they try to take control of you, control of the situation. And so I agree with you on that. Actually, a couple of the ones you had, I actually had on my list. So, yeah, women, they want what you want, period, whatever it is. If it's from them red bottom shoes to that man on your arm, they want what you want. My other one is self-hate. I think a lot of times
that's a good one.
Due to women's insecurities within themselves, they don't know how to project out something positive. So they only know how to project out negativity. Another one I had was, this is a big one for me. I think some women, they've never really seen it. So they've never seen like true friendships or true love between couples or people, and so they don't know how to do it. They just don't know how not to hate. You know, you grow up and you don't have a good relationship with your mother or a good relationship with your sisters. So when you come across other women, you look at them as competition, or you look at certain things because you don't know how not to compete with somebody. Because it's just not in you. You just don't know no better. But the rest of them, jealousy, yeah, that I think jealousy and self-hate to me would be the two biggest reasons why women hate on other women. Yeah.
I want to get some points of view, because I know we have some people out there that have some great input on these topics. So I want to go to the call line, and I pray that I'm picking up somebody that actually has something that they want to put in on this conversation. I'm going to go to caller with the last four of 7062. Good evening, caller. Are you calling to listen, or would you like to tune in on this topic?
I'm calling to listen, but I want to listen a little more. I just actually tuned in, so probably in about 10 minutes I probably have something to talk about.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put you back in the queue, and I'll come back to you.
Okay.
Okay, caller with the last four of 0899. Good evening, caller. Are you calling to listen, or do you want to speak on this topic?
Hi, sister. I just logged in. I'm at work, so I'm just listening because I can't talk. Got to focus.
Okay, I'm going to put you back in queue. Thanks for listening.
All right.
Now, I have a few more callers. Caller with the last four, 3367. Good evening, caller. Are you calling to listen, or you want to tune in on this topic?
Hello, I'm calling. Good evening. How are you all?
We're fine. How are you?
Yeah, good. I'm calling to comment.
Okay. Can you state your name and where you're from?
My name is Julia, and I'm from Decatur, Georgia.
Okay. Hi, Julia. Thanks for tuning in. What do you think about this topic? Women disrespecting or hating on other women.
I was going to comment on the envy piece. I have been witnessing and dealing with that for a very long time. it's very interesting how, for some reason, we just don't like to support each other when we're successful. I'm one of those women that, you know, have worked really hard for everything they have. You know, I have the nice cars. I have the decent house. You know, I have the six-figure job. And it's just amazing how people just judge you based on that, and they really don't get to know you for who you really are. Like, I think, you know, I'll do anything for anybody. I try to help people. I try to mentor people at work. I try to, you know, I don't show any biases against people at work. But it's just amazing how people just don't get to know you for who you are. So I agree with the comments that you guys are talking about. Hi, Ayanna, by the way. Daisy said hi. So I agree with the comments that you all are making, but, you know, I get called bougie, and, you know, I'm the most down-earth partying, you know how to have fun. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, so I know
Midwest,
how to be a little bit about it.
Thank you. I'm from Indiana. Right next door.
I don't get it. I don't understand why we can't raise each other up. I don't understand why we can't look out for each other at work. I don't understand why we can't look out for each other in our relationships and things we go through, and how we just look at everything from the outside. But I definitely agree with the envy, because I've witnessed it, and I still witness it every day.
Well, let me ask you this, Julia, because you get this on a daily basis, you say, how does this make you feel as a woman? I mean,
yeah,
does
you know
it
what?
Bother
I
you
think,
a
I
lot,
think
or do you just look over like, look, hey, whatever, you don't like me, that's fine, but...
No, it bothers me because it bothers me. I've learned how to deal with it, but being accepted is important to me, and I'm a people person, so it means a lot to me for people to really get to know me for who I am. So it does bother me, and I hate when people call me bougie. It makes me want to, like, you know, I'll be honest, I bought a very old second car, and I used to on purpose drive that car to work or drive that car to outing. Because I wanted to fit in. I didn't want people to think I was more than them because of what I drove. So, no, it does bother me. I think I've gotten over it. And sometimes it just depends on what day it is. Sometimes I walk out the house and I'm like, whatever. You know, but sometimes I do. It's weird. You come out of the house and sometimes you go, I guess I'll take the old car today. So, yeah, it's a conscious thing.
So you consciously make yourself like look less than what you really are so you don't get the negative feedback from women?
Yes, I do.
See,
that's a problem, too. That's a problem. Yeah, we both like, yeah, that's a problem.
That's a problem. And I can say this. I pride myself on the way that I treat other women, because I don't want anybody to treat me bad. Now, if I don't know you and somebody else has a problem with you that I'm real close with, I just won't take an initiative to get to know you. I mean, I'm guilty of that. But those people that I'm around and that I talk to, and even at work, I try my best to try to empower them. If they... even if they're not smiling, I try to put a smile on their face or whatever. But I know there's been plenty of times where I've let people in my circle that I thought was like a friend of mine or somebody that I thought that I could be loyal to and they could be loyal to me and we could just build a relationship where we were empowering each other, only to find out that they really don't like me. For some reason. And these are the reasons why I felt like they just really don't like me. But Julia, thank you for chiming in. We'll talk a little bit more offline, and hopefully we can get together and I guess just uplift each other. I'm going to go to a caller with the last four of 3234. Good
Hi,
evening, caller. Are you calling in to listen, or do you have a comment?
Yeah, I'll make a comment. My name is Jeffrey, and I'm calling from Lithonia. And I've been listening to you guys from since the beginning, and I agree with everything that has been said thus far. But I do want to, you know, put it out there that all women aren't like that. You know, I think I'm probably blessed to have a group of friends, small though they may be, because I think you have to be really careful about using the word friend. But for us, we have found that we can uplift, we can give constructive criticism. You know, I can have a bad hair day, which is normal, and, you know, they're all going to tell me or recommend things to do, and I'm not going to take that, you know, I'm not going to be defensive about it because I know that because I call them friend, it comes from a place of love. So while I know there are women out there, I think that, that probably we should concern ourselves with those people or those women that we call friends and step back and understand and don't let everybody into your circle. Don't call everybody your friend until they've been tried and tested, if that makes any sense.
That makes a lot of sense. And I appreciate you saying that because that brings me, and I have a question for you, so I'm not going to put you back in the queue right now. I know you said you keep your circle tight. So what if, like, can I ask what you do for a living?
I'm in IT.
You're in IT. Let's say, how would you handle, if you were sent on an assignment to work on an IT job, say, out in Texas, and you had to be there for 60 days? And there were other people that were working on this project with you. So you have 60 days around, say, four or five other women. You are at the same hotel. You tend to go to the same restaurant. Like, you're going, you're working on the same project.
Right.
What if you came across two of those ladies that you're going to be with for the next 60 days that was standoffish to you, that treated you differently, and they really don't know you only because we're working on this project. I see you every day, but they show that they just don't like you for some reason. Maybe you're too short. Maybe you're too tall. Maybe you weigh, you're skinny. Whatever their reason is inside of their mind, are you saying just don't worry about it because in these 60 days it's going to be over with. I don't have to see you no more. And deuces, you can say what you want to say about me. Like, that would kind of make me feel, I would want to sit down. Let's talk about this. Did I do something to you?
I'm going to be honest and say, yeah, it would kind of bother me. And I would probably say, wow, I mean, you know, why is she tripping? She doesn't really know me not to, to like me. But honestly, 60 days, 90 days, I'm not going to worry about that because those people don't mean anything to me. What I probably would do, though, is to call my circle, talk it through with my circle, and I know without a doubt my circle is going to uplift me enough for me to make it another 2 days. So it, to me, it's more about relying on those people who you
that
know are for you. Yeah, I mean, you're always going to encounter a woman, a man, someone who doesn't like you for whatever reason. But you can't spend your life focusing around, you know, focusing on that. You have to back up, and you have to get your support where you know your support is true and real.
That makes sense. I can agree
with
that.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you for chiming in. You make a lot of great points. I appreciate your delivery. And me as another woman to you, let me go ahead and tell you that I already like your stance. So whatever you do in life and whatever you want to be, I hope you are very successful.
Well, thank you for saying so.
And I will put you back in queue.
Okay. See ya, Ayana.
Bye, Jeffrey.
Okay, so Jeffrey made a lot of valid good points. Why care? Why should we let that affect us to the point of it changes our whole attitude about things? Because I can admit, if I'm being nice to somebody and I haven't done anything to you and you show me that you are, you know, you're looking at me with your nose turned up, that kind of bothers me. But what Jeffrey said is, hey, you have a circle of friends over here that love you unconditionally, and you don't need her.
So yeah, I think you brought up a good point, though, when you're not in. So I think it's more so like she has a valid point. Everybody has their circle of friends. I have a really close-knit group circle of friends. I can call on them for anything. But I think it's when you have to, or when you're forced to step outside of that circle. And how do you extend your circle? Because, yeah, you can have your 2, 3, 4 friends that you're cool with, but you're not always with them. So when you are in the workplace or you are somewhere else and you getting the beaming hot eyes on the back of your neck, or, you know, you know somebody looking at you and it's like, what did I do to her type of situation. So it happens, but to Jeffrey's point, she's right. All women are not haters. But I think it's
I've met some great ladies
that are. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Yeah. Everybody
but there's
has
a whole
that,
lot
that
of
one friend.
There that is.
I always say, you got to have a real friend or a full-length mirror as a woman. You got to have one of each, because you can't be out there like that. You got to have that friend that's going to tell you the truth. You got to. But,
and
yeah.
I think I do a little bit of that with my close friends. I'm quick to say, girl, take that off. You're not going nowhere with me. And I'm glad that I have friends that accept me for being that friend. I'm never going to be the friend that just agrees with you because it's you. If you're wrong, I'm going to tell you you're wrong, and I expect for my true friends to do the same thing to me. But
absolutely.
I'm
glad
we have a male on the line, because I really want to get a male's point of view on how men feel like women are against each other. I'm going to go to another caller right now. Caller with the last 4 in their number of 0620. Good evening, caller. Are you listening? You want to make a comment? Okay, they're listening.
Question is, do men notice that women do it?
I think they do, and I think they think that it's really, really cute. Because for some odd reason, I think that all men think that women don't like each other because of them.
Like, oh, it's because
that they are just the bomb, and
mm-hmm.
they, yeah, she don't like you because she used to like me.
Me.
Is that crazy?
She really want me, that's why she's looking at you. It is. It's a little narcissistic. Just a smidgen, but you know, that is that other species.
Okay, I'm gonna play this clip because I ran across this clip with Ayanna Van Zandt and Oprah Winfrey, and I can say I'm not too fond of the Ayanna Fix My Life show. However, some of the things that she says in this clip really makes sense. So bear with me. I want to play this clip for everybody. And just listen to her reasoning behind why she thinks that women can't respect one another.
All right, we're ready to learn. What are the main reasons women betray each other? Why?
Self-hatred. I see in you what I refuse to see in me. And as long as I can point it out to you, I don't have to look at me. So as a result of self-hatred, we don't honor our relationship. The other thing is, because we seek external validation, we're programmed, everybody is. And when you don't treat me the way I think you should treat me, I'm going to make it about you and I'm coming after you. But because we seek external validation and we want other people to make us feel good and look good and feel better, and when we don't get it, then we get mean.
Yes.
The other thing is, we just don't honor who we are.
This is the absolute key thing that Ayanna said about self-hatred. This is the truth. This is how you know the difference between a really successful woman and one who's just trying to be or want to be. Because truly successful, powerful people want other people to be empowered. From the very beginning of this network, Ayanna's been my biggest supporter, and she said, I'm going to help you push this baby out. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help lift you up. Truly successful people want to lift you up because they want you to feel the light that they feel. That is the difference
and
between
also
those who want to be. That's how you always know.
Okay. There's a principle of success that says the way to achieve your own success is to be willing to help somebody else get it first. Yeah, I learned that. Yeah. So I want you to get it. Yeah. And I want to support you and bless you and give that to the universe. Because if I do, I know it's going to come back to
because
me.
Because what Whoopi Goldberg said is Stevie Lee and the Color Purple is true. Because everything I even try to do to you is already done to me.
I saw that the other day, weeping like a fool.
And you've seen it 29 times.
No, at least 100.
Okay. So everything you try to do to somebody else is already done to you, whether that's a good thing lifting them up or whether it's trying to tear them down.
That's right.
We also mimic what we've seen.
Yes. And we've seen other women do it, your older sister, your mother, your auntie, your grandma. We've seen them do it, women who didn't know them, their true value, did not of themselves. And finally, we mimic it because we hold unrealistic expectations of you. What you going to do for me? What you going to give me? What you got? Where you going? How you? We have unrealistic demands and expectations of one.
But the main one, I think it starts with what you said in the beginning. It starts with our own self-loathing, our own self-hatred. Because when you get there, if you're just working, doing your own life work, which is what Ayana Fix My Life is all about, if you're doing your own life work,
you don't have time.
You don't have time to worry about the rest of the world and all the other people.
What do you think about that?
I think what she said was really valid. Is when you don't have, like, one of the things she said was self-hatred, right? Which is, I think, was one of my points. And,
it was.
And also she, and then she said the other thing, you really don't know no better. You haven't seen it done any other way. So I really do agree with what she was saying. I just think that as we as women, when you see something in somebody else that you want, as opposed to being jealous or envious about it, why not ask her how she got it? How did you get in that position? What did you do to get your credit right to get that car? Like, it doesn't make sense to hate on that woman. It's like, you just ask her. Communication is the key. You don't have to necessarily hate if you talk to them. And you just have to change. I think it's one of the things I think it is that women, we are natural survivors, so we don't know how to ask for help. And that's what it boils down to is don't compete with me. Ask me for help. That way you won't be hating on me. We can be doing it together. So I agree with what she said, though. I'm not a fan of hers either. She's a little extra with that show thing she do, but, you know.
But this, her topic and her reasoning, it made a lot of sense. Once you said it, I was like, yeah, that could be it. That goes with low self-esteem. That self-hatred and low self-esteem, it's right in there together.
Number one factor. I literally, today, I saw this lady, and I've never seen her there before. I think she's actually new. And she was driving a four-door Porsche car, which I love that car. It was like, I'm not into cars, but I love that car. I had no reason to hate, like, ooh, how'd she get that car? Like, ooh, my goodness, what'd she do? We both here. I'm in a GM, and she in this. I went up and told her, gorgeous, love it. I asked all about it. So, but that's because I'm confident in myself. So I'm not that chick that's like, man, I want it. Man, she probably messing with a dude or something. He paying for that. Like, why go to the negative side? She works. She come to work every day. She probably earned it and paying for it. Like, I know I can't pay for it, but it's nice to look at, though. And I don't have to hate on her for having it. So
that's true.
I think it's
but
really with
even
you,
so, I think we are
being,
part
like
of the minority when it comes to that. I'm going to go to caller with the last four ending in 4886. Good evening, caller. Are you tuning in to listen, or do you have a comment on the topic?
I have a comment on the topic.
Okay.
Hello?
Can you state your name and tell us where you're from?
I'm Karen. I'm calling in from New York City.
Hi, Karen.
Hello.
What do you think
Hello,
of you?
Karen.
Why do you feel like women disrespect and hate on each other like they do?
I think a lot of it, like you guys have already stated, is envious, jealousy, and a lot of it is just they just don't know any better. But what I would like to know is if you find yourself in a situation like that, what advice do you guys have? Like, I moved from Atlanta to New York City recently. And I've been in a situation where I've lost friends because of my move. And I know it's because of that.
I've lost friends.
Yeah. Because of this topic. So I've disconnected from people because of my current situation. And there's people that I've just, you know, I've outgrown.
You think it's because you're doing something that they probably always wanted to do and never had the courage to do it?
Exactly.
Okay.
So that plays into one of my four, which is jealousy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're doing things and you're not limited to just going to work and coming home, even though you are getting out and about and you're seeing and you're exploring things. And the jealousy in that person is like, okay, she's doing all the things that I would like to do, that I would love to do, that I wish I could do, but I can't. Now, my question to you before we get to your question is that a person that you would really want to mend fences with, or do you just want to like closure?
Because it's a couple of people. I mean, I've had friendship with these people. Some of them are ex-coworkers. So I've had, you know, friendships with these people. And I'm just wondering if it's even worth mending.
Oh, and that's something to think about. If they were true friends or, you know, true associates, and on your end you didn't have anything against them, and now they feel this way towards you, as the person that you are, have you reached out to them? Even by email, or if they don't want to answer the phone or something, just explain, hey, what's going on? Did I do something to you? What's the problem? Because you are in New York, you still come back to Atlanta, right?
Right, I do.
So you still may run into these people. So you don't want to end it on a bad note, and it just may be something inside of them, like talking to you. You know, maybe they feel hurt that you were able to get out, and they weren't able to get out, and they're stuck. So, I mean, call them.
Okay. Yeah, I would say the same thing. I would say if it's somebody that you were really, really friends with and it's bothering your, like, spirit, I would reach out to them, because what it sounds like we said, that sometimes women just don't even know that they're doing it or know how not to do it. So by you reaching out to this person and trying to see how you can mend the fences or even how you can help her get to your level, that may in tune help her not to hate on the next woman that has something or that's doing something that she wants. So I think it's the uplifting is what you make, and look at it from that perspective. So before you write it off and be like, that's her loss, you know what I'm saying? She missing out. You know how we do sometimes as women.
Yeah, because you know, I'm ready to say peace and move on.
Right.
That's it's so easy for us to say
I'm
peace
out.
And move on. It's real easy.
Right, and it's easier. It's real easy to do that. But I would say before you do that, if this is someone that you were genuine friends with, she may not have seen other women be positive and reach out and help. She may not know how to ask for help. So because she doesn't know how to ask for that help, I would give her the opportunity of trying to mend the fences. Now, if she acts a fool after that, now you peace out, roll on, because you gave it a chance. But I would still give it a chance first.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate
the
phone. Thanks
for calling in. I hope you continue to listen.
I sure will. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Have a great night.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go to one more caller. Caller with the last four of 8666. Good evening, caller. Are you calling to listen, or do you want to chime in on this topic?
I got a comment from a male's perspective.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
This is Dwayne. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Oh, just fine. I've been listening to everything, and pretty much just how I was meant to look at it from a male's perspective. And unfortunately, it's kind of like society has put you women against each other, fighting back and forth. Give you a perfect example. Like, just what, last week they had a beauty pageant, right? So you got a group,
mm-hmm.
all these women competing against each other to choose just one winner. Like, this one woman is the prettiest, the smartest, and everything against all these women, which is a false narrative. So they just automatically, you know what I'm saying, these women against each other for competition for one spot. Instead of sharing the spot, they always make it seem like it's just one spot. There's only room for one queen. So if I'm in this room full of women, I'm going to do everything I can to show that I'm the queen of the room. I'm the queen of the job site. I'm the queen of the business. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's like,
I see that.
So it's like, for some reason, unfortunately, society has created this dispute between women. You know, and then a lot of times there are a group of women that sit back and realize that then they can work together. But just like I remember one time I was watching my wife and my daughter one time, right? And
mm-hmm.
And my daughter was running around the house, and she's like, I'm the princess of the house, but as soon as I get old enough, I'm going to be the queen of the house.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So she's already in her head, like, I'm trying to take the number one spot. You know, and a lot of times that's what it is. Yeah, so a lot of times that's the issue. Like, I mean, even if they're close girlfriends or whatever, they still taking notice of what each other's doing. Like, you know what? She got the crown right now, but I'm going to win the crown eventually. And that a lot of times that's what the conflict is.
That makes
a
lot of sense. And look, coming from a male, it's funny how men can sit back and observe
right.
the attitudes that women have against each other and analyze it like you did, because my eyes are wide open. I'm like, wow, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and we joke about it. We joke about it all the time. Like, when your girl come home from work or something, the first thing she say, I can't believe old Sabrina took my paper clips. And we sit there like, get some more. Like, you know, like, what's the problem? Like, she'll be, like, saying, like, she's trying to destroy, you know, her at work or something. We're like, okay, just go get some damn paper clips. Like, you know, it's no competition. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and
well,
we just
sit back
and watch
it happen. Paper clips. She needed them paper clips. She was mad
about
that.
Yeah, because
that
makes
legit sense, though. Yeah, yeah.
In my mind, she knew I needed those paper clips. And she just.
Cause
you know what I'm saying? Like, our mentality
like,
is so different from a women's perspective.
Yeah.
We, in a sense, feel like they're out to get me. Like, I need
right.
these paper clips because I have a whole bunch of papers I need to clip together. And she took them, even though she knew that. Instead of her going to her own, she took mine. She wants me to fail.
And
right.
did
she
ask
you to
me
fail?
She
exactly.
had my paper clip? Right, exactly. Yeah,
no, yeah, she
wants
me to fail. She doesn't
place.
Want me to succeed because she know I can't go in here without my papers clipped together. So now I instantly
yeah.
have an attitude. I feel it.
There you go. And us
yeah.
being sit
yeah.
there and watch it all day, every day.
Wow.
All right, ladies.
So, I know we're down to like our little 5 or 6 minutes, and my show is only an hour, folks, and I hope you all enjoyed it. But we said some things like, you don't think that there's anything that has to do with a man's perspective? You think it's just all about the competition?
Did you hang up? I think he hung up.
Okay, well, I mean, he
well,
made
he
some
had
pretty
a valid
good,
point.
Interesting.
He had a valid point.
In
yeah.
facts, society has
one at the
us
top,
competing
so.
With each other. Even in the commercials.
So we. Right. True. True.
And see,
right. interesting.
Before
point.
He spoke up, I wouldn't have thought it was just straight. You know, even though competition was one of mine, I never looked at it like it was a society thing. I just looked at it like it was an attitude thing.
I agree. And I mean, when you think about it, he brought up a valid point with the workplace because, you know, a lot of us women are in male dominated workforces. So, you know, they will promote the one, you know, and then that's the one that she has the control and the power and I got to do everything, you know, backflip to make her happy because she knows that she's the one and she don't want another one up there because she's the queen. As he said, his daughter is going to be in a couple of years. So, yeah, valid point.
No, very good valid points. Very well. I just wish that, you know, and I hope this, I'm living in a fictitious world, but at some point in time, women are able to get to a point where they're accepting of one another. It's not a competition thing. The jealousy is out of the window where everybody can empower other people to be successful in whatever it is that they want to do. And reach out and help someone. If they're down, reach out. Pull them up. I know that's a long time coming.
Make your circle bigger.
At all.
I know, but to the one caller's point about the circle, we just got to start connecting. Everybody that has that good circle need to bring, if I have a good circle and then you have a good circle and she has, if we can bring all of those circles together, I think it'll grow from there.
You think that'll work?
I think we can give it a shot. No, really, no promise, no guarantees. But, you know, it's worth a try. I say we try it once, see what happens.
Well, everybody, you all have been listening to Yizer Victim Stoppers Radio. Tune in to Against All Odds with Renita Graves. Tonight's topic was, why do women disrespect each other? Why do we hate on each other? Why can't we just all get along? I will invite you to follow us on Twitter at Victim Stoppers Radio. Please log into our blog, www.victimstoppersradio.com. Please continue to listen and call in with your comments. Every week we'll be talking about something different every Thursday night at 8 o'clock from 8 to 9. This show is all things women. Any issues that plague females from early childhood to senior citizens, myself, Renita Graves, will discuss topics that range from bullying, rape, incest, teen pregnancy, promiscuity, sex trafficking, elderly dating, grandparents taking care of their grandkids, drugs, you name it, we will be discussing it every Thursday night right here at victimstoppersradio.us. I thank you all for listening. Ayana, I appreciate you for being my co-host tonight.
No problem.
My callers and all of my listeners, I appreciate your support. I want to close this show out from a word from our sponsor. Everybody have a good night.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are... What is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard remote monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.